We introduced you to award-winning filmmaker Dan Carslake back in 2007, I believe it was, when his powerful documentary, For the Bible Tells Me So, helped launch the important conversation about religion and LGBT persons. Dan's new project is a film entitled Every 3 Seconds, a really magnificent piece. Dan joins us from Berlin. Dan, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Hey, Welton, it's great to be here.
You tell one story in every 3 seconds, even as you profile 5 very different individuals. What is that overarching story?
The story really comes from the fact that every 3 seconds, somebody dies somewhere in the world from hunger or extreme poverty. Usually it's a child. And usually it's from a preventable disease. And we just wanted to make a film, not so much about hunger and poverty, but about how simple and easy it is for all of us to engage in the end of hunger and poverty. You know, the people that work in hunger and poverty alleviation these days all agree we have all the tools we need to solve it. We could be the ones on the globe right now to end hunger and poverty for the first time in human history, but the only thing lagging behind, the only thing we don't have, is our will to do it. So in every 3 seconds, we profile these 5 people who, instead of feeling hopeless or having a good intention to do something, actually just quit and end up doing one thing and then doing another. And each of them not only change the world, but they change themselves at the same time.
Dan, if you would pick one of the 5 stories and just give us a sense of why you included it in every 3 seconds.
It is tough to pick one. Let's see. I guess I would go with Ingrid Munro, who is this incredible Swedish woman who, the year she retired from a job she was doing for the UN in Nairobi, had the occasion to meet 50 women who were living on the streets of Nairobi begging with their children. So these were 50 mothers who, with their kids, were living on the streets and depending on the money they were making begging. Well, Ingrid was very interested in how microfinance might work for the poorest of the poor, these beggars in Nairobi. So she took $600 of her own money the year she retired, divided it 50 ways, gave each woman a microloan of $12 each. She grouped them into small groups of 5 so they could support each other, and then helped them each start their own small micro business. Some of them bought a cell phone, which they rented out in their village for a dime a call, and some bought vegetables from a local farmer and took them to a market and sold them for a profit. And so she trained these women to start their own businesses, pay back that initial loan, and then if they needed to, take a second loan for double that amount, $24, and buy 2 more phones or buy more vegetables, and on and on and on. And she watched as this microfinance bank that she started with this initial $600 has now become, 15 years later, the largest microfinance bank in East Africa. It's called Jammy Bora. And it has more than 350,000 members. And she's probably helped about 1.5 million people climb themselves out of poverty. It's an amazing microfinance story. It's an amazing senior story because, as I've said, she didn't start this until she was retired.
You know, Dan, one of the things that strikes me about all 5 of these activists is how happy they are. You are also saying in this documentary, here are 5 people who have found an antidote for the pervasive materialism that makes so many people unhappy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was equally as striking to me as I got to know these people how incredibly happy they were. And one of the interesting parts of my research, and it's in the film a bit, there is all this science now that's been looking at the effect of altruism and compassion and empathy on our body's physiological being. When people are doing something good or something that they perceive that is outside of their own interest, it has a palpable and real physiological effect on the body. It is helping their immune system. It is slowing their breathing and slowing their heart rate. and really helping them ward off disease by boosting the immune system. So not only is it a psychological high that people get that we all have experienced when we've done something good for somebody else, there are actual physical benefits to doing good in the world.
It also strikes me that each one of these people seems genuinely surprised at the extraordinary impact their seemingly ordinary actions have had.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important for people when they're thinking about how they can engage in the world, whether it's in the end of poverty and hunger or in some other incredibly important issue, child trafficking or military spending or however you want to engage in the world to make it a better, safer place that works for everyone. People tend to feel overwhelmed and tend to feel like they have to change the world with their first step. And really, one of the big messages of the film is none of these people went into it thinking they would have, you know, this global impact, that changing the world meant only changing everything globally. Each one of these characters just took one step. They saw something in front of them, some way to engage that was simple and basic, and they stepped into it and did it, and then watched what happened, and then took the next step, and the next step. So you don't have to really plan your whole trajectory when you start. The message is just start, just engage.
Talk about how our listeners can get their hands on this film and tell us the resources for organizing a viewing of it.
Well, the film is now available globally. It is available to rent or to buy on iTunes. You can buy the DVD itself and have it in your hands. If you want an actual DVD, you can buy it from our website or at Amazon.com and everywhere that sells movies in that way. People who want to have either screenings in community centers or churches or schools can also go to our website, which is every3seconds.net, and just click on I want to have a screening, and that will take you directly to our distributor, First Run Features in New York, who will help you set up that kind of screening. A couple other ways to see it, November 18th, I believe, it becomes available on Netflix. And if you are outside of the U.S. or Canada, you can see the film on Vimeo International. So we've got it covered globally, which is exciting. And it's very easily seen immediately, which I love. The Internet is good for a lot of things, but for a filmmaker, it's particularly exciting because so many more people have access to your work.
Dan, why'd you do it? What made you want to do this film?
When I was cutting for The Bible Tells Me So, in the summer of 2006, I went to visit my parents. I was there over a Sunday, so we went to the Sunday church service, and I heard a sermon about the fact that every 3 seconds somebody dies, and I thought, I can't believe that. I thought it was wrong, actually. I was convinced that somehow the preacher had gotten his facts wrong. I couldn't believe that 30,000 people were dying every day from something that is now solvable. So as I finished for the Bible and it was headed towards Sundance, I started reading more and more about hunger and poverty alleviation, and I realized that not only do 30,000 people die a day, it was also true that virtually everyone agreed that it was solvable. So as For the Bible Tells Me So opened, I thought, what is something I'd really be passionate about? What's the next message I want to be part of getting out in the world? And the message I decided would be that this huge thing that we've always had with us is now solvable, and we are the ones we've been waiting for. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
So I felt very moved and passionate about getting that message out.
What did it do to Dan Carslake to make every 3 seconds?
It made me realize that I am as hungry as the people that we consider hungry, people without enough food and enough water and basic medical care, because I'm socialized to want bigger, more, better, newer. And getting involved in the end of hunger personally for me has ended my need for, you know, material things. I have very little want anymore because I now have more of a relationship with enough in my life.
Dan Carslake is an award-winning filmmaker who powerfully explored religion and homosexuality in the documentary For the Bible Tells Me So. His new film, which I'm confident you'll find inspiring and eye-opening, is called Every 3 Seconds. The film's website is every3seconds.net. Dan, congratulations on another terrifically important project, and Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being willing to take time and share stories with us on State of Belief Radio. Thank you for being just a really good person in this world.
Thank you so much, Walton. I can say all of those things right back to you. Thanks so much.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. My goodness, time passes when you're having fun. The ongoing financial support of State of Belief listeners is essential to keeping this show on the air. A big thank you to listeners who've made a donation this week. If you find value in what we're doing, I urge you to join our other generous supporters today. Please visit stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Broadcast messages of fear, hate, and division are easy to find on any radio dial. Endless tirades about how faith in America is under attack are impossible to avoid. And if the goal is to escalate the culture wars, what better way than to pit one group of Americans, for example, sincere conservative Christians who run private businesses, against another? Well-meaning LGBT persons, many of whom are people of faith, who simply want recognition of their committed, loving relationships. It is great for fundraising, and it is terrible, terrible for our society. What we're doing is far more uncommon. We bring you the stories of thoughtful, committed leaders and activists struggling for real solutions, not permanent polarization. Matt Stilansky is a tremendous example of just that kind of struggle. You heard from Matt on this week's show. Now, who do you know who would benefit from hearing his thoughts? We make the show very easy to share. Sign up for our podcast at stateofbelief.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/stateofbelief. And share the stories you find compelling with your friends. The same goes for Twitter. We're at twitter.com/stateofbelief. It's a great way for you to be an active part of getting these important voices to reach more people at a time when the noise in social media threatens to drown them out completely. And having State of Belief on radio stations nationwide is an essential part of reaching an audience that might never know to go looking for us. This week, we're delighted to welcome KYAQ 91.7 FM, local public radio for the Oregon Central Coast, to the State of Belief family. Welcome, friends. Welcome to the conversation. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see, Welton.